Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We're glad to be here once again. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday. It is the fourth day of August 2020. And we know that the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God and knowing that we are a part of his kingdom. So as we have come today, we know that God will do great things. It will be marvelous in our eyes, and we just continue to just trust in him more and more each day. As we trust in him, we see him doing many wonderful things in our lives, and we just continue to give him praise. You know, we get up in the morning, we shout hallelujah. We get up in the morning, we thank the Lord for just giving us another opportunity to speak out on his behalf and to let others know about Jesus and his love. So this morning, we're going to get started in our prayer. I'm going to ask our Apostle Horsley if you will lead us in prayer this morning, and then we'll go from there as we go into the word today. Amen.
Give me a minute. So I'll mute this phone. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come, O Lord God, in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being a part and being able to be here this morning with the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance family, Lord God, the circle of friends, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this hour of power, prayer, Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the storm has passed over, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just your awesomeness, O Lord God. So we want to thank you and praise you this morning, O Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. We ask that you bless each and every one, O Lord God, those that are here, those that are in queue, Lord God, those that will come later, Lord God. Thank you for the wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and for a great number of years of marriage, O Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Darling and everyone that comes, O Lord God, to join their heart together in love, O Lord God, and unites our hearts together into one accord, O Lord God. Asking you, O Lord God, that you would have mercy upon us, O Lord God, and upon this United States of America, Lord God. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, taking care of every situation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, in some places in this United States, O Lord God, schools has opened, O Lord God, and children has to go back to school, O Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for protecting them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It's just your servant here, Anthony, O Lord God, and it's us here, Lord God, at in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God, standing in the need of prayer, Lord God, asking that you bless our loved ones, O Lord God, and save family members, O Lord God, that are unsaved, O Lord God, that you would bless and touch Uncle Nay, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. He up in age, O Lord God, moved something that he had no business moving that was too heavy, Lord God, and by himself, O Lord God, just suffering to get things done, O Lord God. God, praying for the Fletcher family, Willie Fletcher, Lord God, whose mother went on and transitioned out to be with the Lord, O Lord God. We ask that you bless him, O Lord God, and that you would strengthen his heart, O Lord God, as the head of the household at this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as he suffer with the COVID virus, O Lord God, that attacked his body, O Lord God, and, Lord God, his mother had a transition out also in the same week, O Lord God. So, Lord God, he's heavy burden, O Lord God. Lord God, and we present him before you as elders, O Lord God, and ministers and servants of you, O Lord God. Lord God, for you told him to call for the elder of the church, O Lord God. We present him before you, Lord God, that you would strengthen him in this hour, Lord God. Anybody else, O Lord God, who is not feeling 100%, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, all your children here, O Lord God, that need a touch from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, as you unite our hearts together in love this morning, O Lord God, let us be in the one accord, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you will bless those, O Lord God, that are being hit by the storm this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, to you that you bless and you increase the word of the week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you will prepare us today, O Lord God, to many of us that are able to begin to fast, O Lord God, on tomorrow, Lord God, that we be able to carry out, O Lord God, and sacrifice, O Lord God, a sacrifice of praise and worship with psalms and hymns, O Lord God, and the scripture that we're standing on for the fasting, O Lord God, that it would be that we have success with it this week, O Lord God. We claim the success with it this week in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, because it's needed, O Lord God. A desperate need is needed, O Lord God. A desperate move is needed, O Lord God. That there's touch of people everywhere, Lord God. There are those, O Lord God, who have lost their jobs, O Lord God, and there's no hope, O Lord God, of returning there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's entrepreneurs, O Lord God, that just got started, Lord God, before they even turned the corner, Lord God. This crisis happened, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the government seems that they can't get things settled, O Lord God, and things are just going, just look like haywire, Lord God, for a lack of a better word, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But we know that you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you would touch today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, even as you bring the day forth, O Lord God. Because it's morning by morning, God, it's new mercy that we see, Lord God. So we give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you cover prayer requests, O Lord God, that may slip the mind, O Lord God, and may not make it to the verbal ears, O Lord God. Make it verbally, Lord God, known to us, O Lord God, how to pray, Lord God. So we're going to pray for family members, O Lord God. We're going to pray for children, young children, babies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Family members that are unsaved, O Lord God, those that are bound by controlled substance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those, O Lord God, that cannot help themselves right now, O Lord God, because their mind have been seared with a hot iron, O Lord God. We pray for those that are in the valley of despondency, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, the special prayer requests, O Lord God. People in hospitals, O Lord God, and on ventilators, O Lord God, in nursing home, O Lord God, in prisons, O Lord God. They have been affected, O Lord God, and those, O Lord God, that see it, suffer with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God, I ask that you would look, O Lord God, and prepare this body, O Lord God, to take a physical, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God. Lord God, we say what a wonderful God you are, Lord God. Judging from afar, O Lord God. Lord God, we just accept this touch, heal, deliver, set free, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would bless the pastor, Lord God, and the founder here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, that you keep her strong, O Lord God, her strong, O God, her children strong, O Lord God, the grandchildren, O Lord God, as far as you should call, O Lord God. Lord God, we call Jazzy because a special request was made there, Lord God, and other people, O Lord God, Reggie with the houses, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and other people, O Lord God, that have put their requests forward, O Lord God, and every new request, God, we accept you, look upon it in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, you're welcome right here, right now, O Holy Spirit. Come in, O Lord God. Stay right here, O Lord God, and touch the hearts of the people, O Lord God. Let the word and the teaching this morning, O Lord God, and the praise and worship as we enter into this hour, echo your seed, dedicate your power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Abel Shita Nakaya. for your presence, O Lord God, because you're the only wise God, our Father, O Lord God. Lord God, just anoint everyone in a special way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every word, every testimony, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for your protection, O Lord God, from seeing dangers, O Lord God, seen and unseen, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bill collectors, O Lord God. God, meet the needs of your people, O Lord God, that are going through financial stresses, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless the finances that would come in, O Lord God, for the ministry, O Lord God. And those that is having had chances to sow into the ministry, O Lord God, touch their hearts that they be able to sow, O Lord God, that they may be able to receive the blessing from the Lord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And those that are still able, O Lord God, to make a pledge, an offer, or something, O Lord God, for the love gift of Zimbabwe, O Lord God, we pray that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that much finances coming, O Lord God, generous offerings, O Lord God, to sustain and undergird the ministry, O Lord God, enough so that it would be able to even bless the pastor, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God. We give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise. We would deserve it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're so glad that we're here, Lord God. We're so glad that we're your children, O Lord God, and we have your love, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God. Eyes have not seen, O Lord God. Ears have not heard. You have entered into the hearts of men what you have prepared for us that love you, O Lord God. God, we thank you. We praise you, O Lord God, as we continue in this hour of power of prayer. In Jesus' name, O Lord God, meet every need, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord God. Those that have hospital appointments today, O Lord God, and in the near future, Nanakayo, see God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Those that are recovering, O Lord God. Those on Okoyasi, O Lord God. The one that's coming from the gunshot wounds, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, rebuke that spirit of murder, Lord God, and suicide at Akayo Sea, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Father, for your presence, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We thank you for this time of prayer, Pastor Darling. Hallelujah. Amen and amen again. Yes, God, thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle
Horsey,
for seeing us in prayer this morning, and we're grateful for everyone who's here already. Those who will come later, we appreciate the fact that we do get up in the morning to do God's will and do his work and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into the word, and we will see what the Lord has for us this morning. As we talk about our scripture is in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. And I just want to share a few things about the book of 1 Samuel. It contains the stories of Samuel the prophet, King Saul, and King David's trials before he was king. Prior to Samuel, the people of Israel had been in tribes, had been held loosely together, but God transformed them into a unified nation under one form of government in this part of their history. 1 Samuel focuses on the establishment of Israel as a nation, and the people demanded a king because all the surrounding nations had one, and they were giving in to peer pressure, you know, like we do sometimes. We are pressured by our peers, and so that's the reason why the children of Israel wanted a king. And we realize that the first king was Saul, and the second king was David. This book covers mostly the prophet Samuel growing up, King Saul's good and bad adventures, and his chasing down David to try to kill him. The book ends with the death of Saul. And so as we look at, I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. And as we go into the word, I encourage you to take notes. Go back and read the entire chapter. You can read the whole book, just to get an idea of all the things that transpired during this dispensation in time. So let's look at verse number 1 in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Verse 2, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? Verse 5 says, and he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And this is basically what we're going to be talking about today, that the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. Verse 11 says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Verse 12 says, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And that's where I'm going to stop today. So in this chapter is the story of David, one who was chosen over his brothers to be anointed, one that both with his sword and with his pen served the honor of God and the interest of Israel better than most ever did. And he was as illustrious a type of Christ. So here we see that Samuel had gone to see Jesse and his sons. And the Lord already had in his mind, the Lord knew that he wanted somebody who had the right heart. So Samuel was appointed and commissioned to anoint the king among the sons of Jesse at Bethlehem. And so we see that each son came before Samuel. He looked at these sons. They looked okay, but they were not right in their hearts. It didn't matter how tall they were, how short, how strong they looked. It was the heart that the Lord wanted to impress upon Samuel to select David. So David is the youngest. David is the one that was selected. David is the one who was anointed. And we remember when David was out there with the sheep, and that's where he was when they went to find him. He was out there tending the sheep. He was in the presence of the Lord. The Lord used him to do various things to protect his sheep. And so as we think about pastors and sheep, we think about David as a type of pastor because he was tending to the sheep while he was out there. And he protected the sheep. He killed a bear. He killed a lion. He did what he had to do to make sure that even if a sheep was missing or was off by itself, that he would go out and bring that sheep back in. And see, so we see that, you know, as we go through the Bibles, we study the Word of God, we see how God anointed different ones to do the work that needed to be done. So because God knew that David's heart was right, he was the one that was selected. Many times we see God confound those who think they are wise in making decisions. This was not normal that the youngest would be the one selected and anointed. But because God saw what David was all about, we know that God tells us even in this day and age that people look sometimes at our outward appearances. Sometimes we may look so beautiful. You know, we as people of God, we go and we present ourselves as wonderful people, but God is looking at our hearts. So we have to think about what we're thinking as far as God is concerned. And are we really in our hearts serving him? Are we trusting in him? Are we really in a place of having faith in our God? God can see your heart. If we maybe speak something out with our mouths and not really believe it in our hearts, I mean, just like when we come and make that decision to receive Jesus as Savior, we have to make confession with our mouths and believe in our hearts. God, I mean, that's one of the things that happens when we become people of God, when we become a part of the kingdom. We have to look at the things that God speaks in his word. We have to think about what did God say. You know, we have to have the faith to believe that Jesus did die. We have to have the faith in our hearts that God is real and that he has forgiven us when we have sin, that God is there to forgive us of our sins and to help us to go through this earth realm and not only be forgiven of our sins, but to tell others about Jesus and his love. I mean, that's important in what we're doing. So we're talking about the heart today, and we want to realize that the Lord does look at our hearts. He can see everything. There are things that we may be dealing with that we have to trust that the Lord will help us to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. And so here's another scripture that we're using as this week. We're doing a fast starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so as we're doing this fast, we're looking, asking ourselves, what is it in my heart that needs to be cleaned? What in my heart that needs to be purified? We want to have clean hearts so that as we move on, that the Spirit of the Lord that will be upon us will help to bring, make a difference in this world. And so as we see here, when David was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And so, you know, we have a pure heart. We know that the Spirit of the Lord can move mightily. We know that the Spirit of the Lord can make change. It's the anointing upon us that destroys yokes and bondages. And so that's important for each and every one of us to be anointed by God, to have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us, to have the Spirit of the Lord to move us and teach us the things that we need to know. So here in Psalms chapter 19, verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Lord God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, strengthens us and allows us, even as we meditate on his word day and night, that we will have a good success. We will make our way prosperous. This is in the book of Joshua, what I'm thinking of. It says, only thou be strong. And this is, Joshua 1:7-8. It says, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So meditating on the word is important, that we will be successful in what we're doing, that we will be successful in the things of God. So meditating upon the word of God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. So meditating on his word will help us to feed our spirits. Reading the word, studying the word, even speaking the word out, even when we pray the word of God, that so that we can see the things that we are believing God to do. The Lord is our strength. He is our redeemer. He's the one who allowed us to come into the kingdom. And so we want to meditate on those things that will be beneficial to ourselves, but it be beneficial to the kingdom of God, so that people can be changed in their hearts. Their hearts will change and be what God would want them to be. You know, people come and they see us, and many people may not even read the word, but they will read you. They will read your life. They will read our lives because we are people of God. They look at us and see, they try to see if we are really serving the Lord, if we're doing the will of the Father. But the Lord God Almighty, he's really looking at the heart. So when our hearts are right, then we will do the right things. We will meditate and do good in this earth that we live in. So, you know, as we go through this week, examine yourselves. Examine your heart. Say, Lord, is my heart right with you? Lord, what is it that I may be having in my heart? There are times when people in the body of Christ may be harboring ill feelings towards somebody, and God does not like that. He wants us to have forgiveness. We need to forgive people. That's a part of having a good heart, a pure heart. When you forgive people and let God do what needs to be done, he tells us in his word that vengeance belongs to me. I shall repay. That is the Lord speaking. The vengeance belongs to God, and he shall repay. So we don't hold grudges against anybody. We have to forgive people. We have to not let people get us riled up. And I know sometimes people can get you angry. He says, be angry, but don't sin. You know, there are times you get upset. God sometimes get angry with us with what we do. But we trust in him to help us to get over that anger. Don't let the sun go down on your angry heart is the thing that we have to keep in mind. Don't let the sun go down on our wrath. So, you know, having a good heart and doing what God says and having love in our hearts. When you have love, you don't hold on to grudges. You don't hold on to have hurt you. You know, people have hurt many of us down through the years. We've had people hurt us. We've had family members hurt us. Friends have hurt us. And maybe people we have worked with or worked for may have hurt us and said things that are not nice. But at the same time, we have to love those people. Our hearts have to be pure and our hearts have to be kind. You know, when we have the love of God within us, then we're able to move on and do the will of the Father and help others to be delivered. When we come and we pray together and we're praying in agreement and we have the clean hearts and pure hands, we know that God will help to bring about the change that we believe God to do. And so that's why we continue to come here. And I'm grateful for each one who's here and those who come together. Even we may not hear your voices during the course of the hour, but we believe that you're here to help do the work, to be in agreement with the word of God, to be in agreement with what God is doing. And so your heart is pure when you come and you are in agreement with the word of God. It makes a major difference in what's going on around the world. We may not see and hear everything that we pray about. We may not hear those testimonies, but we know that God is out there and he's doing the work. And when we come together, the two or three of us, and it's more than that here, we can put away many demonic spirits that are out there. So we want to continue to have that wonderful heart, have that heart towards God, and meditate on his word, study his word, and glean from his word and see God work in our lives. One other scripture I want to read today is in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 51 and verse 10. In me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so we can pray and ask the Lord to help us. You know, he can reveal to us. There are some things that may be hidden that we may not know. There may be some things that are kind of dormant that may be in our hearts that God can reveal to us. He can show us those things that we can get rid of those things. Just like there are times when you, even during this time, many people may be going through their houses and looking because they're not working. They're looking at the things that can be removed, those things that they're not using, getting rid of things from the house and clearing up the house. And so we, as a people of God, we can clean up our temples. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us. And so as we call on the Lord to create in us a clean heart, to help us to have that clean, pure heart so that we will be in a better relationship with the Lord. And so we come together, and we're asking God to help us with that. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray And we thank you, Lord, today for this word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, how you showed us that David was the one not looking on the outer appearance, but his heart was right with you, Lord. So we pray, God, that our hearts will be right with you, oh Father, each and every one all across this world, oh God, every believer, oh God. We just pray that we will have a clean heart and pure hands, that we will look to you, oh God. We will meditate on your word day and night, Father, that we will make our way prosper. We will have good success, and we will prosper in the things of God, first of all, Lord, and then we will prosper in the natural, Lord. So we thank you, God, today for this word. We pray, God, that we have heard the word. We will grow according to this word, oh God, and that we will be doers, not only hearers of the word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we will work your word, Father. We thank you for each and every sister and brother who is here, those who may come later, oh God. We pray and thank you, Father, today that we will be strengthened each and every day, oh God, to walk in the newness of love, walk in peace, walk in joy, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. And, Lord, as I'm praying, I pray that each and every one of us may have a different need, oh God. But we know, Father, today that you can supply our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, whatever it is, we pray that we will have the peace even now. And, Lord, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of the United States of America. We pray for peace for every country around the world, every continent, each country that's in that continent, oh God. We pray for peace, Lord, for each and every place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my tashata, moko kola sheta, makira da 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 shata, ina kola shata, makola da 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 shata, makola. My God, my God, I just lose the spirit of peace across the world, oh God. Where there's turmoil, oh God, let there be peace, Lord. Every demonic spirit that would cause chaos, oh God, that would cause confusion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind it up and cast it into the abyss where Jesus would send it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So I loose the spirit of peace, Lord. I loose the spirit of joy. I loose the spirit of reconciliation right now. In the name of Jesus, I loose forgiveness, oh God, because many of us need to forgive and forget about the past, oh God, so that our hearts will be right with you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I pray for peace, oh God, in our marriages, oh God. I pray for reconciliation with our marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the husbands, oh God, will love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God, and the wives will honor their husbands, oh God. They will work together, oh God. They will not hold on to the past, oh God, but they will move on into the future, oh God, and do what is good and equitable for each other, so that even the children, oh God, will be blessed in the house, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, I pray that the children will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name, oh God. Lord, I pray for the finances in many of our homes, oh God, that you will bless the financial status, oh God. Continue to bring about change, Lord, that people will have more than enough, oh God, because you are a more than enough God. We know, God, today as we see, Lord, we shall receive, oh God. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, the door shall be open. So we decree and declare open doors right now in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, in this time of famine, oh God, we decree and declare that we do have all that we need, oh God, and more, God, in the name of Jesus, as we believe that the windows of heaven are being opened, oh God, and you're pouring out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive, oh God, and you rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord, and the fruit shall not come off the vine before it's time as we give our tithes and offering, oh God, to you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father. We bless your name, oh God. There are those, oh God, may have a witty invention, oh God, that they will be able to exercise that, oh God, and put it into place, oh God, and make something of it, oh God, and make millions of dollars, oh God. We're believing, oh God, that millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands, oh God, and I'm believing for $13 million for myself, Lord, and others may be leaving for hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars, oh God. According to our faith, let it be done unto us, oh God. We thank you for that today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, God. And Lord, I do pray once again, Lord, we continue to pray for the children as they prepare to go back to school. We pray for those parents, oh God, as they have to make decisions, oh God, for these children, Lord. I pray, God, today for just the peace of God to be upon each one, oh God, that they will not be confused, oh God. There will not be a lot of pressure in their minds, oh God, to make the right decision for these children. Oh, God, we just praise you, God, that even as people are going back to work in these schools, some of the teachers, we pray for the guards that help the children, the crossing guards, oh, God. We pray for the principals, oh, God, the janitors in the schools, oh, God, those who are going physically back to these schools, oh, God. We just pray for the bus drivers, oh, God, that they will be protected, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father, today that this COVID-19, the coronavirus, is being destroyed even now, God, that it will not continue to spread, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We have heard some of the states that they're having less of these things going around in their states, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for that today in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your name, oh God. We just magnify you today, oh God, because you're bringing the peace of God upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So right now we're just going to take a few moments. We're going to open up the lines. And first of all, what we want to do, if you have a testimony, we're going to give you an opportunity to share. Or if you have something you want to say about the word this morning, if you received something or something was said that will help to take you along the way, open up right now. Share. So you can share right now. So we're opening the lines, and we're going to allow you to go ahead and share this morning. Give your name and let us know who you are, and we'll go from there. Amen.
Good morning, Linda Davis. Request a prayer.
Okay.
Amen. It's Anthony. I thank you for the word. This is Brother Bassett. I like the well, speak about the heart. What came to mind, got a lot out of what you said. What came to my mind was the Beatitudes. How Jesus said that the heart is part of the happiness of life. That only the pure in heart, they shall see God. So I got a lot out of it, and I thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alice Marie. And I would like to thank you for the word that you brought this morning, Pastor Darlene. And everybody have a blessed day, week, a blessed week.
Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Vaughn Lester. And I would like to have a prayer request for my sister-in-law. Cal in the hospital.
Okay, if you're not speaking, if you could please be silent. Got some noise in the background. I mean, background noises. Okay, Sister Spine, you said your sister-in-law, what's her name?
Cal. Is she in the hospital? Cal? Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Charlotte, Sister Charlotte. I just wanted to say thank God for allowing us to be able to have this call. I just
wait. Hold on for a moment.
Inspirational.
Charlotte, hold on for a moment. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's just been so inspirational to my life. I really feel like I have a testimony because, oh my goodness, my blood, my heart rate has been like going off every night with my op watch. And it stopped on July like the 15th. Around that time is when I started getting on the calls with you guys. And my heart just feels so much better. I just feel so much better. I know it was stress. Because I try to eat right and take care of myself, and I got a lot going on with my daughters, and in different situations, but just being on this prayer line just has helped me so much. It's taken so much of the stress off of me. I just feel such a relief. I've been wanting to say this for a while, so I'm just thanking God that's given me a voice just to go on and put it out here and say, I'm just so thankful to God. I'm so thankful to God for each and every one of you. You have helped my life in so many ways, and I just can't thank you enough, and I can't thank God enough for it. And I just wanted to give you a little testimony of how good God is to me, and it didn't even take that long. I just thank him so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let everybody give God praise for this testimony.
Amen.
We thank
I came on here late. I forgot to pay my phone bill, and it was cut off. And so I figured out a way to get it cut back on immediately. But anyway, I had did a prayer request for a job that would allow me to be able to afford to have my own place and my own car, just to be able to afford things and for me to be able to be a blessing to other people. And so yesterday, while I was at work, my recruiter texted me and said, I'm going to increase your rate. And I was like, so you mean term and a half, like overtime? I thought she was talking about overtime. She said, no, your hourly rate. So I had a $10 an hour. Increase per hour. So I just wanted to say, you know, since I've been on this line, I've been getting breakthroughs in different areas of my life. It's been a blessing, and I just thank God for it, and not just for what God can do and is doing and will continue to do, but just for me to be able to be disciplined enough to pray, because I had stopped being consistent, but now it's just a testimony just to be able to get up and just to pray and to be disciplined and to fellowship, you know, sacrificing and doing it. God is still answering prayers, and he's going to continue to answer prayers. But I just thank God for that increase and sowing seeds. You know, a lot of people don't believe in, you know, sowing seeds or tithing, but, you know, it God knows your heart, and, you know, we just have to get knowledge of, if you don't tithe or pay offerings or anything like that, I just say, you know, just pray about it and ask God to give you some understanding. I'm still in the process of even doing that. But I think giving is very important. You know, if it wasn't for this prayer line, you know, I just, you know, I don't know. I'd be still in a slump. probably, because I don't mean to hold y'all up, but I was in a slump. I was being lazy, you know, just not doing the right thing. But, you know, through Miss Marie and through my nephew Cedric / brother, I just thank God for this prayer line. I was introduced to it through those two people, and I thank God for y'all. Oh, wait, for you, Miss Marie. So I just want to get that quick testimony. God is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
Let's give God praise once again. Thank God for our sister, Darlene.
My name is Sister Helene, and I'm so glad to be with you. That makes me so happy. You know, I'm so glad because what happened, Sister Darlene, do the best. This morning with her praying, with the go to the world, is the best thing she said, because we need the heart be changed, and God saw her. What she said this morning on the world is a good thing, because we hear all those testimonies. This is a blessing. That's the way God talk. When he talk and we talk about, we bring that to everybody to hear, the angel in the heaven, they're so happy, clap their hands, give me God glory. And that's what we do in the earth. I thank God so much for that land, for that line, pray. For may God keep continue bless you, Sister Darlene. And I know you so long time with that line. And I never hear nothing wrong. You always keep continuing marching and marching, giving God glory. And Pastor Presley, I never know him, but I'm glad to, because he always stand up with you to do the job. May God keep continuing bless you. This morning, I'm so glad because I hear those word testimonies. The best thing, we don't keep it. We put him in the air, let everybody know. And God so happy when they hear those things. God is so good and blessing. Thank you again for that line. Thank you again. May God continue to bless you. Okay? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. B. Amen. Praise God. Okay, we're getting close to the top of the hour. Anybody else with a testimony, quick testimony, a praise report, or a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. This is Janice. I want to thank everyone for your prayers. My sister-in-law Annette is home from the hospital from the COVID-19. Let's keep her in prayer. Thank you.
What's her name?
Annette Gilbert.
Annette, okay. All right. All right, we'll be praying for her today. Once again, thanking God for her. Let's give God praise for her coming out of the hospital. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We will trust in the Lord that our hearts will be right towards Him. And we will look to start our fast tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. So you're invited to do 1, 2, or 3 days. And I sent the information out, so decide which type of fast you're going to do so that you know, we will be in the spirit of unity as we do our fast on this week. This is the 8th month, which is a month of new beginnings. And so today I'm going to make a declaration that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree we are the lender and not the borrower. Each and every one of us is rid of debt in the name of Jesus. I decree that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily and that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We overcome all because greater is he that is in me, and that's each and every one of us, than he that is in the world. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for each and every sister and brother who's here. We pray for our darling M, our sister Helen, our sister Jeannie, oh God, our sister Glenda, sister Lois. We pray for sister darling M, oh God. We pray for Mary, Father, our pastor Scholastica, our sister Janice, our sister Grace, our apostle Horsley, oh God. We pray, Father, today for sister Lois, oh God. We pray, Father, today for sister Charlotte. We pray, God, today for sister Grace, Kernicia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, sister Linda, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, each and every person, oh God, even if I didn't call the name, Sister Nicole, Lord, we pray for Sister Charmaine, Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Tracy, Lord. We're thanking you, God, today that Sister Mary is being covered, oh God, with prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our evangelist Juanita, Lord. We pray, thank you, Lord, today for just blessing Deborah, oh God, Linda, Lord, whoever it is, oh God, that has come to this line, if we didn't call their name, Brother James, Lord. We thank you, Father, for each and every person in the past, oh God, and those who will come in the future, Lord, that our lives are blessed and we are not cursed, oh God. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, Lord. We are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. I decree that the devil is under our feet, God, in the name of Jesus, and every financial mountain is removed from our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we say hallelujah and amen. I love each and every one of you, and don't forget, you can sow into this ministry. This is a good seed. I mean, your seed is being sown into good ground when you sow into this ministry. When we get to the end of this, after I put the recording on, you will be able to get the information on where to send, or if you want to do a Cash App, you can dial my number. I mean, put my number in, which is 904-859-1022 to sow into the ministry, and I thank God for everyone who has sown already. And I always make a declaration that you are increasing that seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is that's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, and that you are blessing and you're being blessed by our Father. Amen. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful rest of the week, and go in peace right now. And go in the peace of God in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y.
That's 3171 Ardley Road Southwest in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.